Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. Welcome to the second part of my interview with documentary producer Miriam Kabani. We will pick up the interview with Miriam speaking about her first trip to Nepal. We will then discuss more her profession of creating new documentaries for French and other television network outlets. Finally, we'll discuss Miriam's very important work with children around the world.
Bienvenue dans la deuxième partie de l'entretien de Clark avec la productrice de documentaire Miriam Kabani. Aujourd'hui, l'interview de Miriam parlera de son premier voyage au Népal, plus de son métier de réalisatrice de documentaires pour les chaînes de télévision françaises et étrangères, ainsi que de son travail très important auprès des enfants du monde entier.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Was that how many years ago? Was that recent? Or?
It was 5 years ago before the tremblement de terre.
Oh, yeah, the earthquake, yeah.
Yes.
And how long did you spend in Nepal?
I stayed about 3 weeks and it wasn't too enough.
Really? It's not enough with
yes. Yeah. Such a nice country and such nice people, especially because, you know, it's a poor country, but and people are very poor,
yeah.
But they are so rich in what they give to you that it's somewhere that you just want to go back.
Were you in Kathmandu the whole time, or did you go outside into the country?
I was in orphanage during 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And after that, I went for a trekking.
Oh, a trek.
Yes.
Well, the altitudes there must be incredible. You'd have to be in good shape.
I was.
You were.
No, still, I hope I am still.
You look like you're still in good shape. Now, I heard about the trekking. Wow, that's interesting. Did you go with somebody else, or did you just trek on your own, or how did you do that?
It was with a guide, but I have tried to do. I went alone by myself.
To Nepal, backpack.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, in my job, we need to be in a good shape, especially because now we are two in to go and film. So we have to be in a good shape. So it's personal, professional. You know, everything is important to especially for my job, to be in a good shape.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you're right. So you have a cameraman goes with you? Is that how it works on these projects?
Usually, yes. Not in Nepal, but in my film, yes, there is a cameraman with me.
And
or a camera woman. It depends.
I wondered if you have the same person every time.
No, especially because we have a statue in France, which name Intermittent. So today I can work with a cameraman. And for example, in Montmartre, I work with a cameraman I knew. I wanted to work with him because he's so good,
professional.
But at the end, it wasn't free. So I worked with two other, one cameraman, one camera woman, and I didn't know them. It was the first time. So I met them at 8 in the morning, and we start working at 8:30, and I didn't know them.
So you have a what we call in English a storyboard of what you're going to do every day, which would be the plan for the day, and then try to accomplish that, right?
Oh yes, exactly. Especially because when you have only 10 days, you have to be very organized.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my own storyboard, like you said, but because it's documentary, and we said documentaire du réel, it's not fiction. So it means that even if I have something in my head, it's never happened how it should happen.
That's for sure. You have to be flexible.
Exactly.
Nimble.
Because it's with real people. It's not actors.
How much impact does the weather have when you do that? If you have a rainy day or cold day, does it make any difference? You just keep working?
Oh, that's a good question. For example, for the Fête des Vendanges, you know, it was in October.
Yeah.
And I start doing my film in June. And I was thinking about September. I thought, oh my God, there is the défilé. There is everything is outside. I hope it will be a good weather. And by chance, we had a good weather.
Ah, good.
But if it's raining, we need to do anyway because we cannot change. It's Fête des Vendanges. It's these days,
yeah.
So we cannot change. We have to to manage.
Well, that's a lot of things to manage. You got to manage the storyboard. You got to manage your cameraman. You got to manage the weather. Whoa. Sort of.
Yes.
Hey, where did you learn your excellent English?
You can't see Clara, but he did like a clin d'œil.
She thinks I winked at her. Well, maybe a little one. No, it's very good. I know I'm really serious because, you know, it's not somebody we meet every day who speaks English as well as you do here in France.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm very good in English, but okay, I accept. I accept for tonight. So, at Cool, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been married with an Englishman.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
For 3 years.
Three lovely years.
It's because I know you that I tell you this secret. So we are speaking English, and I worked in the United States for about 2 years.
Oh, okay. That's why you have that nice American accent.
And I receive American people here in France, in Paris, in south of France.
Yeah.
We were organizing, as I told you at the beginning, I was working in tourism.
That's right.
So we were organizing trip in France.
Yeah, you need to have that skill for sure. I always like to ask people what is maybe one of their most memorable moments that they've had in their lives. Is there anything that comes to mind for you? I mean, these treks and this trips to India and helping orphanage, I mean, maybe you can't do better than that because that's already pretty remarkable. But if there's anything you want our listeners to know about you or something that you want to be, something you're proud of even, you know?
Yes, I would say that there is my family. This is the most important because the love I have for them. So if I'm telling about different things, I would say that I have my own association from about 15 years old. 15 years.
15 years ago, yeah.
Okay. And it's about education for children and protection of children. And each time I'm going in abroad, I'm trying to find our school or an orphanage, and I want to go there and to bring what I can bring. I mean, it's not big things, but to give you an example, I was in India for this spiritual retreat, and we went for a meditative walk.
Yeah,
and we met a little boy and little girl, and you know, like
yes, we know.
Okay, and so I have decided to go and see the teacher in the school of the village. And I went to see her and I said, okay, how can we help? So she said, okay, if you can help, for example, we need pupitre, beaches, how do you say that?
For
the school, you know, the table for the school.
Yeah, the desks.
Yeah, the desk.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, yes. So I spoke with the other participant, and I did a collect. So we had 350 euros.
Very good.
And now they are built the desk in the village because I wanted that it is about the local economy.
Local economy, yeah.
And they will arrive at school at the beginning of January. So for me, the most important thing is when we are going in a country, I always do my best to give to the country what the country gave to me.
Wow.
And it's through my association. And it's little things, little, you know, but
so little things that make all the difference sometimes. Just have a desk, imagine, you know, if you're a student without a desk.
Do you know the legend of Colibri?
No.
The Colibri, the Amazonian legend.
No,
I don't know if in English if I can tell you.
Well, you can try.
Okay, there is a big fire in Amazonia,
okay? Yeah.
And you have a big, a big bird, well, let's say it's
okay.
Not the sorry to your audience, but
no,
and the little bird, and the little bird is going to take a little bit of water, and he put, and he goes, and he put again, and the big one say, "Ah, what do you do? You can't just
drop by drop."
Yes, you can't. The fire is too much, and he said, "I'm doing my part."
That's a great story. Thanks for telling us that. It's absolutely true.
Did you understand everything
I understood
I said.
Everything you said. Yeah.
Okay, great.
And it's absolutely true. It's sort of like what we just were talking about. One step at a time, and good things can happen. Because if you don't do anything, you know something good won't happen. That's the way it is.
And you ask me about what I am proud of. It's about this, and I hope that in 5-6 years, perhaps I will go and live abroad, and I will take care of education. It's very important for me because I had this opportunity. It means it's education who saved me and give me the opportunity to do my job, my passion.
Yes, that's right. Well, you've certainly given back a lot already to society. Is there an association that you actually have that people could contribute to? Like donations or that sort of thing?
Ah, there is a Facebook page, and
yes,
the name is...
Give it to us.
Okay, is Be En Tête.
And spell that, please.
Be En Tête. B-I-L-L-E, after another word, E-N, another word, T-E-T-E. It's an expression in French.
Okay.
It means, I want to do that. I'm going to do that anyway.
Well,
Be
that's fantastic.
En Tête.
Is there an address for people if they want to send some checks or something?
Oh, they can do in the Facebook. It's more easy because it's...
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. Well, that's really nice. I hope everybody has a chance to check that Facebook page out, because what good things can happen from all of that. Well, I think we're going to have to conclude, although I hate to, because...
Already?
More things to talk about.
Okay.
She says with a sigh of relief. No, it's been a great interview. We've covered a lot of different aspects of things, and your life is a very interesting one. And we're wishing you all the best as you go forward with all these projects. You've got your work, you've got interesting documentaries to produce, you've got, of course, the children to take care of, you've got your trips, your personal work with your retreats, and it's very impressive. And I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy, busy day to be with us. I only have one more question for us.
Can I say something?
You certainly can.
So I would like to say that I would, and thank you very much, Clark, but also an American in Paris. I think that one day we will do an interview of you. I would like to know about an American in Paris.
Well,
and in French, you will have to do.
Français, right? Okay, well, it's only fair. You're right. We'll do that. And I have to ask our guests all the time, why is Radio Harmony the best radio station in France?
Especially because of the name already, because it's Harmony. I think this word is very important, especially today in what we are living, Harmony. I think that we should wake up at the morning and just say, today it's going to be Harmony.
Oh, that's great. Well, I couldn't agree more. And thanks so much again, Miriam Cabani, who's been with us to give us these interviews that we really appreciate. And best of luck to you. And thanks for, your English is great. Don't worry. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much, Clark. And thank you, everybody.
Hope you enjoyed our concluding episode with Miriam Cabani of Paris. Remember to listen to L'Invité de Clark every Wednesday at 10:15 a.m., and each Saturday at 18:15 here on Radio Harmony 88.8, or listen on the Radio Harmony website en direct. I want to add one more thing today. Radio Harmony is a private radio station. Thanks to your generosity, we continue to provide excellent selection of shows, commentary, podcasts, and music. Please consider going to the Radio Harmony website at www.radio-harmony.com to consider giving a tax-deductible contribution to help the station continue its growth and its outreach. Simply click on the word contribute to start the secure donation process. No gift is too small. From our team here, I thank you for your generosity in advance.
On espère que vous avez apprécié ce dernier épisode avec Miriam Cabani de Paris. Pensez à écouter L'Invité de Clark tous les mercredis à 10h15 et chaque samedi à 18h15 sur Radio Harmony 88.8 ou sur le site de Radio Harmony en direct. Clark veut ajouter encore une chose aujourd'hui. Radio Harmony est une station de radio privée. Grâce à vos dons, nous proposons une excellente sélection d'émissions, de podcasts et de musique. Si vous envisagez une contribution déductible des impôts, allez à www.radio-harmony.com et cliquez sur « Contribuer » pour lancer le processus de dons sécurisés. Ainsi, la station peut poursuivre sa croissance et son rayonnement. Aucun cadeau n'est trop petit. De la part de notre équipe, Radio Harmonie vous remercie par avance pour votre générosité.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.